Spirit.
And reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In the history of the world, there have been two big ideas as to what counts something is dead or alive. Does it breathe? And does it bleed? Maybe better to say, In the history of the world, there have been two primary ways of determining whether or not something is dead. Is it still breathing? Is it still bleeding? Now today, that question is complicated. Things like brain death and all that. That's not where I'm going. But hear me out with these two questions. Does it breathe? And does it bleed? Because the answer to that has everything to do with the feast the church tries to keep today. The body of the Lord Jesus literally bled out on the cross. There was nothing left. As the soldier pierced his side, out poured blood and water. Blood and the pneumatic fluid that had gathered around his heart. The image of the divine mercy, red and white, blood and water. The water of holy baptism and the blood that would be given ultimately in the Holy Eucharist. Jesus really died, and he really fulfilled the prophecy that he made at the Last Supper, which comes true every time the church gathers for the Eucharist. This is my body. This is my blood. It is for you. This is why the evangelists tell us he breathed his last and called out into your hands, I commend my spirit. It's a little harder to see in English than it is in Spanish or Romance languages, but the word for breath and the word for spirit are intimately related. Think of respiration, right? Spirit stuck right in the middle of the word. Or if you aspirate your food, what do? You breathe it in. Don't do that. Pentecost is a feast that we think of as the birthday of the church. You've probably heard that in homilies before, and there's a way in which that's certainly true. But the fathers of the church saw another moment that was a sort of birthday, and that was on the cross. The church is importantly born from the side of Christ. Just as the woman was drawn from the side of the man in the garden, so the church, the bride, is drawn from the side of Christ, the bridegroom, in the moment when he gives himself most fully to her. As Christ issues forth water and blood, he births the church, which is why we're born again in baptism and renewed in that baptismal grace every time we worthily receive Holy Communion. There is a way in which both the crucifixion and the Pentecost are birthdays, precisely because of this question of breath. We think of Pentecost as a Christian feast, but the word really is Jewish. It's Greek, right? From a time when the Jews spoke mostly Greek to each other. But that Pentecostes, it's the 50th day. It marks the Feast of Weeks, 7 weeks from the Pascha plus a day, 7 weeks from the Passover. What happened 50 days after the Passover? 50 days wandering in the desert? God appeared in a column of fire, and he gave the law. And so today, God appears in a column of fire, and that fire divides and yet is undimmed. Tongues of flame appear over the heads of the apostles, and they're given to speak in many languages. And he writes the law, not on tablets of stone, but by the pen of the Spirit, inscribed on the hearts of those so sealed. On the day that God gave the law on Sinai, he gives the Spirit to the church. The law made the Jews a people. This is it. The Spirit is what makes the church. For those 10 days of waiting from the time of the Lord's ascension until the moment of the coming of the Spirit, the church was a body. But today, it receives breath, life. God formed the man out of the clay of the earth, and he drew the woman from the sight of the man. But in both instances, he had to first blow the breath of life inside them. A body without breath is a corpse. A breath without a body is a ghost or hot air. But you put them together and you've got something alive, something dynamic, something teeming, ready to move, active, dynamic, spontaneous. The confusion of Babel is destroyed with the many languages of Pentecost. What was once our greatest liability, that which served to divide us, the separate languages of peoples, is now made a source of strength and unity. It's not that they're all speaking the same language. The apostles are speaking Aramaic, probably. They're speaking the tongue that they're used to talking. And it's not that everyone's hearing them in the same language. No, you're hearing in Greek, and you're hearing in Latin, you're hearing in English, and French, and Spanish, and Italian. You're hearing it according to your capacity. This is what the Spirit of God does. It makes God's word, God's presence, God's mercy, God's grace competent in each one of us according to our capacity. God gives us according to what we can receive, which is why the hard work that we do is never to be made more worthy of God's grace. You can't do it. Give up that fight. It'll make you crazy and miserable. Rather, it's to open our capacities to receive grace so that we can hear him in just the way he wants to speak to us. We're called as a body, the church, to breathe new life into the world. This community, I don't think it's, I'm surprising anybody unless you're a guest, in which case, permit me just a little inside baseball with my people. We've struggled. We came back after COVID with much more strength than most places have. We're doing better financially than many places, and we have more people in our church. But I know you're looking for a sense of direction. You want vision. And your pastor has unfortunately been absent for the better part of a year. I'm sorry for that. And on behalf of the bishop, I'm sorry for that. But I'm convinced. I walk into this church even when you're not here, and I can feel the breath of the Spirit moving. We're poised to do something big. And make no mistake, my absence does not indicate a lack of vision. I've got plans for us. God's got plans for us. And we've got work to do. The question I want you to ask yourself today is this: am I dead or am I alive? Is God's Spirit breathing in and out of me? And am I breathing that Spirit back out into the world? Or am I keeping my mouth shut? Am I a kind of a Christian zombie with a body going through motions, but there's nothing alive or dynamic in me? Am I willing to bleed for the gift that's been given here? Am I willing to say with the Lord, this is my body, this is my blood, it is for you? Am I willing to say that even to those closest to me, my spouse, my kids, my friends, my family, let alone to strangers who would otherwise persecute me, knowing that if we're to follow his example, that is precisely what we're called to do? Am I dead in sin? Am I still being held back by some particular vice, by some familiar addiction, by some relationship that I lean back on because I don't know what else to do? Or am I being drawn out of myself? Have I been hiding in the upper room, and am I now ready to burst forth like Peter on that Pentecost Sunday, preaching a sermon that brings the church alive, doing what the church always does, baptizing the nations and breaking the bread? Am I willing to take whatever part God calls me to in this and to give it my all, even to my last breath, my last drop of blood?